I know I always start with that. You're welcome to another episode of Karen Rants, and I am still your host, Karen Uzo, aka the Petite Goddess. Yes. So today we are talking about letting go of emotional baggages. Yes, that's the topic for today, letting go of emotional baggages. What does it mean when you say someone has emotional baggages? This is a feeling that you have about your past and about the things that has happened to you, which oftentimes have negative effects on your behaviors and your attitude. So for some people, the bad thing that happened to them could be sexual abuse, it could be emotional abuse. For mine, it was emotional abuse from my parents. Emotional abuse from my parents. For some people, it could be parental abuse, siblings. It could be abuse from friends, from badly behaved exes, a manipulative person, someone who hurt you. It could be a separation or divorce from your parents, maybe your upbringing, the way you were brought up. So there are lots of reasons why people have emotional baggages, so many hurts that have been undealt with, and people carry on these things into their new relationship, into adulthood, into the way they relate with people. And some of these attitudes that people with emotional baggages portray include reacting instead of responding. Like, and you know, their walls are always up, they're always on the defensive, you always think the whole world is against you. And I'm saying this, I'm not just saying this for others, I'm saying this for myself, because I'm someone who has had a lot of emotional baggages over time, and I am letting them go time after time. I don't know if that made sense, but I'm letting them go. And you know, so in unlearning these things, I'm realizing that a lot of people are also like me. We're guilty, we're carrying baggages, and you know, we're not taking it seriously. So and these emotional baggages have ruined a lot of relationships. Like, for example, for me, I'm 26, and I can't tell you that I've had a good relationship, or I can't even say that I've dated a guy that genuinely likes me. I don't know, like, I can't say anymore, because you know, as much as I want to blame these people for hurting me, I've also been blinded by my own hurt, by the baggages that I carry. So how do you get past emotional baggages? One way is talking about it, talking about whatever it is that you went through. If you went through emotional abuse, sexual abuse, whatever it is that you went through in the past that you know is affecting your present state or will affect your future, talk about it. The more you talk about it, the more healing you get. Talk about it to your therapist, talk about it to close friends, people that you trust. Meditation, exercising is also very good. Exercising has saved my life, guys. Yo, exercising has saved my life. Since I started exercising in March, my life has been better. My mental health has been better. I've become more aware. I've been able to overcome anxiety and stress. Never underestimate the importance of exercising. You don't need to go to the gym to exercise. You can exercise in your house. And then the other point is confrontation. This English is very hard sometimes. Confrontation. So I'm gonna elaborate on this point that I've just made, confrontation. I have a lot of things to say about it, but I'm going to go on a music break first. When I come back, I'll say more on it. This song I'm going to play is by Dram featuring her and Watts. It's titled The Laydown. This song makes me want to touch myself every time, yo. Anyway, listen to it and I'll be right back. Karen Rants. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that song. Yeah, it's a very the song, that's how I can describe this song. So yeah, I said I was going to talk about confrontations, and I've been doing a lot of soul searching lately, and one of the things I'm learning to do is to confront people instead of just acting like, you know, I'm not bothered by something. In the past, I've chosen to act unbothered and then make excuses for people instead of actually reaching out to them and telling them what they've done to me. But I'll just make excuses and say, oh, I forgive you, instead of actually talking about it. So I've been doing a lot of soul searching lately, and I realized that I had to apologize to a lot of people, and I had to also let people know how they have offended me or they have wronged me. And I reached out to a friend, thinking, because she had been making an effort to, you know, come back to my life, but I kept her at arm's length. So I was thinking that, okay, you know, probably she wanted to be in my life, and, you know, I wasn't being fair to her by not telling her what she had done to me. So I sent her a message to let her know that, you know, I wasn't cool with the kind of relationship she had with two of my exes, the first guy I ever dated and the second guy I dated. And at that time, she was like my best friend. She was my closest friend. So, you know, she was the one I used to tell everything. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're like having some kind of relationship that I don't get with my boyfriend, supposed boyfriend then. And I don't really want to go into details, but it was really messed up. And at that point, she told me about it, but I never ever said anything. Instead, I even acted like, oh, I don't care, after all, I'm over him, so you can do whatever, I'm over them. But it's made me keep at arm's length, because I'm like, okay, why are you having relations with my exes? Doesn't mean that I can't trust you around the men I date or something. But I never spoke to her about it. I just distanced myself. And that's what a lot of us do when we are faced with a situation. We never talk about it. We just distance ourselves from the situation instead of actually confronting the person. So recently I decided, okay, so since she's trying to get back into my life and I'm trying to do better and give people a second chance, let me tell this babe how I feel about what she did years ago. And I sent her a voice note, and when I got a reply, it was the most inconsiderate, I think, reply like I've ever gotten. Like, I spilled my guts to you and you were laughing at me, and, you know, it was just really shitty. And it made me realize that, you know, she wasn't who I thought she was, and she didn't like me the way I thought she liked me, as she was actually pretending to be my friend. So that's the importance of confrontation. When you feel a certain way about someone, if you don't feel right about their energy or something that they did to you, you should actually confront them with facts. Do not be disrespectful. You don't have to raise your voice or abuse them, but just say how you feel, like, okay, you did this, you did that, I do not understand, I need to be clear. Then you would really know how people feel about you. Because I remember that a few months ago, my dad and I are no, like, we're not talking at the moment, and, well, there's no point, because he asked me to go and commit suicide. And the reason why he could say this was because I confronted him. I wasn't sure about some of the things he was doing to me, but I was too scared to say how I was feeling. And then one day I got tired and I was like, Dad, this is how I feel about how your attitude towards me and all. And then he got really mad and said a lot of hurtful things, which included me going to commit suicide. So I never knew that my dad felt that way about me. I never knew that he felt like I was a burden. If I hadn't confronted him about his attitude towards me, he acted that way, but he never said it. But if I never confronted him about his attitude towards me, I wouldn't have gotten the truth. I'm gonna give you one last example. So back to my friend and, you know, she having like a messy situation with my exes. So my first boyfriend was the first person that, you know, she was sort of involved with. I don't know what they were doing, but it just wasn't right. So in the heat of the argument, me and her sending each other voice notes back and forth, she involved him because, hey, he was already involved in the conversation. So he called to clear his name, and in calling to clear his name, we started to talk, and I started to talk to him about how, you know, hurt I was, because I realized that we never really spoke as such. Like, I told him I broke up with him, but he never really acted like he understood why I broke up with him, and that really messed with me for a very long time, because it made me start to change who I am in relationships, in subsequent relationships I was in. Because I'm very caring, very motherly. And this particular guy I dated made me feel like I was stupid for being who I was, which is very caring, very motherly, very, very all those things. And his disrespectful nature, or the way he disrespected me and the way he hurt my feelings, I didn't feel like I deserved what he did to me. That made me always not give all of myself in relationships. I always gave half of myself, and to some extent I always wanted to control the situation because I sort of did not get closure from that relationship. So being able to talk to him and let him know how he hurt me, and hearing him sincerely apologizing, because this is the first time he's sincerely apologizing and acting like he knew what he did, because the first time he was always acting like he didn't know what he did, like, and he was messing with my mind. So that has given me a lot of peace of mind, and for the first time in years I don't feel like being in a relationship with anyone. I'm good being alone. I am fine. I'm doing okay. I'm healing my wounds. And I think that's what everyone should do. So if you have emotional baggages, don't try to put your burden on anyone. It's nobody's responsibility to heal you. It's your responsibility to heal yourself. Yes, your parents or anyone, your abuser might have done what they did to you. But whatever happens after the abuse has been done to you is your responsibility. You can decide to dwell in self-pity, or you can decide to move on, and you can decide to be happy. So I advise you today to heal your wounds. If you're going through a breakup, the best thing for you to do is not to rush into another relationship. Don't hurt another person. Instead, make friends with people. Make friends. The person that maybe you probably want to go into a relationship with, that you really like right now, that would have been your rebound, make friends with that person. Let the person be your friend. Let the person be your listening ear. Let the person... Or talk to your friend. Talk to people. Get a therapist or something. But don't hurt someone else by being in another relationship. If you're going through loss, allow the pain. Let it... Feel the pain. Let yourself feel the pain. Whatever it is you're going through, feel the pain till it leaves you. Don't try to knock it off with work or with alcohol or with acting like, oh, you don't feel that way, because to come back in the future to bite you. And if somebody hurts you, even if it's your parent, confront them politely. So I'm gonna leave you. I know that I've been sounding like a pastor missus since. I don't know. I'm going through some kind of spiritual awakening. Guys, don't mind me. I need to start socializing so I don't always sound too spiritual all the time. So, I'm going to leave you with this song. It's titled Rebound. It's by... Her name is Christina. It's by Christina. It's titled Rebound. And I'm still job hunting, guys. I'm still job hunting. I'm a petit model, an actor, a video vixen. You can follow me on my Twitter and my IG page. I've changed. It's no longer Karen Uzo. It's the Petite Goddess. Follow me at the Petite Goddess. I'm signing out. I'm signing out with this song, Rebound, by Savannah Christina. Till I come your way next time, drink water, stay hydrated. Ciao.
Tonight, she ain't got shit on me, yeah. So tell me where you're gone so fast. You. If it's about me, 'cause you know that you're in love with me, but still you say you love somebody else. Put my loving on the shelf, baby, let's just be real. You wanna be with me now? Tell me how it feels to be loving on. Was I just too?